Welcome to Royal Caribbean International's ongoing podcast series. We take you behind the scenes of the world's best loved and most innovative cruise line. Today, we sail to our Western Caribbean ports of call. Shimmering clear blue waters, perfect beaches. No wonder the Caribbean is the ideal cruise vacation spot. And there's so much to explore. Our first stop is Cozumel, Mexico. Here you can snorkel in the Paraiso and Zool Hall reefs, kayak, pedal boat, visit caves and lagoons, hike through a jungle, learn Mexican cooking, or relax on a white sandy beach. You can also visit the breathtaking ancient Mayan site of Tulum.
Tulum is considered the most important ceremonial center of the Maya.
Mayan guide Felipe Negron.
And the ceremonial center has plazas, palaces, observatories, temples, pyramids, and also funerary platforms.
The buildings and temples are almost intact and sprawl across a grassy clearing surrounded by apricot and palm trees, black iguanas, and Yucatan jays. It's easy to imagine the noble classes that once thrived here.
It's a small place, but it's beautiful because in the east section, we will see at top of the cliff, the beautiful Mexican Caribbean Sea.
And there you'll find a pristine private cove to swim in. Our next port of call is Grand Cayman Island, brimming with beautiful reefs and colorful marine life. You can even meet some marine animals face to face. How about green sea turtles?
Sparky, who is the biggest turtle, she tends to spend most of her time down at the bottom. And when it comes to feeding time, she just bosses everybody around because she's so big. She just is like a semi-truck in the middle of a bunch of minis.
That's Geddes Hislop, the curator at the Bosun's Beach Turtle Farm. You'll see baby turtles too, only 6 inches long, and teenage turtles about 2 feet wide. You can hold one if you like. It's surprising how heavy they are. And what's it like to swim with stingrays? Ask two Royal Caribbean guests who did.
It was just awesome. It was out of this world.
Just fantastic. It was just great. They are so beautiful to hold and touch.
And they would just slide right by.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. Absolutely awesome. Tell everybody this is the thing to do. Go see the stingrays. It's out of this world.
It's one of the only places in the world that they have been hand-fed for over 55 years, and they've become quite domesticated and are able to interact with humans.
Roger Parchment, skipper of Peacemaker Boat Charters at Stingray City Barrier.
So those are our pets. You guys have cats and dogs at home? We have stingrays in Grand Cayman.
Now it's time to sail to the lush island country of Jamaica.
Jamaica is a nice place, I don't know. Really come and see. Jamaica is the best of all people when we treat the visitors real nice. They like the sunshine, like the ocean. We speak relaxing words too, and the sound, you know, it's like it coming from the music, you know. People could almost dance off the way we talk.
We dock at Montego Bay. Here you can horseback ride and experience the rainforest on an exhilarating zip line ride through the forest canopy. Or spend the afternoon drifting downriver on a handcrafted bamboo raft. This is the Martha Bray River.
We have hummingbirds, that's the national bird of Jamaica. We have parrots, we have egrets. We have a lot of different birds around here, no?
So these plants over here we call...
Peter Henry is a local river guide with over 23 years of expertise on the river. Along the way, you can sip rum punch, take a dip, or just listen to the mysterious story of Martha Bray.
Martha have a lot of gold in the hills. I know the cave, it's called Windsor Cave. But there were some runaway slaves there hiding in the cave, but she didn't see them, and they captured her and tried to take her all her gold, and she took them where she had more gold. And, you know, she have a supernatural power in here.
Our last port of call is Royal Caribbean's exclusive resort in Haiti, called Labadee.
It's like a little private island. On there, we do wave runner tours. You've got parasailing, there's snorkeling, there's just laying out on the beach, From adventure to relaxing, you can do all in Aberdeen.
That's Peter DeBoer, Royal Caribbean Sea Trek dive manager. Labadee is an emerald jewel of a resort that belongs just to our guests. You can also take an historic walk where a local guide tells the fascinating story of Haiti.
I want to present Haiti as a big country, not in size, but in history, because our history is immense, like huge.
Cozumel, Grand Cayman, Jamaica, Labadee. Our Western Caribbean ports of call have so much to offer, it's sometimes difficult to leave them. But then again, leaving means returning to Royal Caribbean's magnificent ships, where your perfect vacation continues. Thanks for joining us for this special podcast. Be sure to check back for more opportunities to go behind the scenes at Royal Caribbean International. And don't forget, get out there!